Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of January 2019. Supreme Court has explained the situations in which Section 144 of the Code of Civil Procedure, application for restitution, can be applied and observe that restitution can be attracted only when there is variation or reversal of decree order. Supreme Court has asked Enforcement Directorate to specify by the 30th of January the date on which it wants to interrogate Karthi Chidambaram, son of senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram, in INX Media and Esul Max's cases. Supreme Court has required the state to furnish details of the number of detention centers in Assam and the number of inmates they house while hearing a PIL for the humane treatment of the immigrants held in detention centers in Assam. Supreme Court has agreed to hear in April the curative petition filed by the center in 2011 for additional compensation for Bhopal gas tragedy victims from US-based Union Carbide Company, which is now owned by Dow Chemicals. Supreme Court has observed that mere agreement to sell the property of landlord to tenant would not result in termination of landlord-tenant relationship between parties unless there is a stipulation in agreement itself to that effect. Supreme Court has pointed out that it had made it clear in its earlier judgment that any challenge to decision of ceiling monitoring committee would lie in Supreme Court, and it also restrained Delhi High Court from dealing with any plea questioning the decisions of committee. Supreme Court has referred to a constitution bench the issue of whether religious prayers such as Asat Umar Shad Gamay, lead me from untruth to truth, darkness to light, can be sung in schools as they are done in Kendriya Vidyalayas now. Supreme Court has directed that funds under Compensatory Afforestation Fund Management and Planning Authority, CAMPA, be transferred to new authority created by central government, setting stage for its utilization by both central and state governments for its green initiatives. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government to give copies of the entire report of the Backward Class Commission on Maratha Reservation to petitioners challenging the quota decision. Kerala High Court has observed that only the minimum amount required for conducting a simple marriage function can be claimed by a daughter as marriage expenses from her parent. Kerala High Court has held that a person having a license to drive light motor vehicles, LMV, should be granted authorization to drive a transport vehicle, provided the gross vehicle weight does not exceed 7,500 kg. Kerala High Court has held that a lawyer of an opposite party can be summoned as witness, in cases where his examination is justified by the circumstances.